Hi everyone, welcome back to A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. I'm as always your host, Hans Christian Vittinghus. Today I'll talk to you all about how I did against Lu Guangxu the other day in the first round of Malaysia Masters. I'm sure all of you follow me on social media already and know that I lost the match against Lu Guangxu in a tough three-set battle. Lost the first game 21-11, won the second 21-18, and then lost the final one 21-16. He actually took me a little bit by surprise in the first game by not being less aggressive than what I said in my previous podcast he would be, but he was being aggressive in a quite a different way compared to last time I played him and how I've seen him play in the last few months. He was not so aggressive from the back of the court. He was playing it downwards a lot, but he wasn't playing with a lot of power in his shots. He was taking the power out a little bit and then moving really, really fast towards the front of the court. So he was being more aggressive on the front of the court compared to the back of the court. I was, as I said, caught a bit off guard about this aspect of the game. I didn't expect that. I was expecting him to be hitting with a lot more power from the back and trying to go for the winners from the back of the court. But even though he did it a bit differently than I actually expected, I think I got off to a fairly good start. I felt like I had good control of his game, and he didn't really hit a lot of winners, but for some reason I just didn't feel quite comfortable on court. My body was not feeling great after the two qualifying matches the day before. I didn't sleep well before this match either. Woke up at 4 in the morning and couldn't sleep again. It's not an excuse for losing, it's just an explanation as to why my body was not necessarily feeling the best. And I think that affected why I never got this feeling of just being comfortable with myself on court. That frustrated me a bit after the break. I just at the break in the first game, I just kept being more and more frustrated that I couldn't really get this good feeling that I had the day previous, that I couldn't recreate that feeling. And I lost my focus a little bit and then lost the first game in a hurry. I think it was 11-10 at the interval, and then I lost, as I said, 21-11. So the second part of the first game was not great from my point of view. Second game, I started out like I ended the first, not playing well. My focus was a bit off again. But at 7-3 down, I really found something inside of me. I just found some kind of fighting spirit and tried to just not think so much, focus a little bit more on just playing at a high pace, moving fast, not thinking so much about shot placement or tactics, just trying to go full out and go full speed. So I moved much faster, I put him under pressure a bit more, and I also tried to actually shout a bit more when I won the points and show a bit more attitude, and it seemed to work pretty well. I quite quickly caught up with him, and for the rest of that second game I felt like I had the upper hand all the time, but I kept fighting to find this good feeling on court, the feeling of being comfortable with myself and with my shots and everything. I kept feeling a bit tight in my muscles and just tight in my movements. So even though I was fighting well and moving fast, it just didn't feel completely right. But I still fought really well and made some good choices in the end, which gave me the second game. That carried on into the start of the third game, got off to a really good start, but after he caught up with me, after I had a very small lead in the middle of the game, at 13 or 14 all around that point, I felt even more tightness, didn't feel relaxed on court. I was thinking a bit too much about the result, that it was important to win this one. I'm in need of ranking points. so I don't have to play qualifiers anymore, and also to just make the main draws of the Super 750 and Super 1000 events. So I started getting a few of these thoughts, and even though I registered quite quickly that I got the thoughts and I started focusing on my game again, it was just another small thing that took away my focus a little bit. And with the tightness I still felt, and this missing looseness, especially in my shots around the front of the court, in the end it just wasn't enough to beat a guy like Lu Guangxu. He played better in the final 5 or 6 points than I did, and I was quite annoyed afterwards that I never managed to really get settled on court, because it was not a lot that I needed to change to win this game. But on the other hand, I also actually felt quite I was quite happy and satisfied with how I managed to fight my way back into the match. I was really down in the start of the second game. I didn't have control of anything, so the way I got back into the match is quite satisfying, and I think with how my body felt, I can also be happy with the result actually being so close to beating Lu Guangxu. So even though it would have been a good result and nice to beat him, I'm not too down about losing. I think these 3 matches I played here in Malaysia is a small step in the right direction to become better in 2020. I'm sure if you follow me on social media, you know I had this Better in 2020 campaign on Instagram, where I uploaded photos every day for 47 days in the end of last year to show that I'm working hard to be better in 2020. And I think, these 3 matches, as I said, is a step in the right direction. I'm confident then that if I can keep playing at this level, training at this level, and keep this mindset, the results will also come. Not this week, maybe not next week, maybe it will come next week, but I'm sure it will come this year if I keep working the way I'm working right now. And I think this week just made me believe that even stronger. I promised that I would also reply to a question. I asked you guys for questions again on Instagram. I also read the comments here on Podbean and on my Facebook. I chose one question, and talking about better in 2020 as I did before, I have a question from MS771981. He or she is asking, are you feeling physically stronger after Better in 2020 campaign, or is it just the same with better shot execution? And I can say with 100% certainty that I feel much better physically now than I did before I started this 2020 Better in 2020 campaign. Especially like my cardio, my lungs feels a lot better now than they did before. Like in terms of power, I don't feel stronger, I feel the same, but I feel like I can keep going for longer, which also means that I strongly believe now that I'll be able to take the right choices further into the matches. So if the matches go on for a long time, because of the better physicality I feel, the better I'll also be able to take the right choices and not go for quick winners or try something that's out of my game plan. So I definitely feel all the hard work I put in at the end of last year is paying off in terms of physicality. I'm really pleased about that, of course, and that was one of the big goals to be able to be better this year, is to actually get in better shape so I can keep pushing in the end of the long matches. Obviously it's a little bit concerning that my body was not feeling great after the 2 qualifying matches. I should be able to last more than a couple of matches, but I also just have to be realistic that it is quite hard to play 2 matches within a very short time span at this level, and my ability to recover is not getting better as I'm getting older. That's one of the points where I can really feel that my my level of physique is going down a little bit, is the ability to recover fast. So that's something I'll need to be I'll need to work on, and I need to be aware of when I'm playing these tournaments where I have to play qualifying. And that's just how it is. I'll need to win some matches so I can avoid qualifying in the future. So I'll only have to play one match a day. I'm sure that will help a lot on how my body is feeling. Yeah, right. That's it for today. This will be the last podcast here from Malaysia. Tomorrow I'm leaving for Indonesia Masters, flying to Jakarta at 1:40 in the afternoon. So I'll be looking forward to go there to see all the crazy Indonesian fans again. The best badminton fans in the world are the Indonesians. So can't really wait to go there. And I'll also make sure to do more podcasts from Jakarta. My plan is for the next episode to invite a guest, so I hope that'll be possible. No promises, but I hope it will be happening in the next podcast in a few days time. Right, anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and please give me a rating or a comment on iTunes if you're listening there. I would really appreciate that if you're listening on iTunes. To review the podcast, and if not, then just send me a message or I leave a comment here, and I'll read it all. I love to get your feedback to know what I can do even better for the future podcasts. Again, thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back in a couple of days.